Okay, welcome back to Lunch and Learn. We had a 1 week hiatus, a little break for Purim last week, and now we're back. So we're up to the third section of Hodu, which is the penultimate, the second to last section of Hodu. And again, as we normally do, we'll read through, just get the translations, and then we'll have a little bit deeper ideas about some of the phrases that we use to get a little bit of a better appreciation for what we're really trying to say and accomplish. So we start out in the following way. We say, V'hu rachum yechaper avon v'lo yashchis. We say, V'hu rachum, and you, Hashem, are the merciful one. Rachum, like rachamim, mercy. Yechaper avon, he forgives avon, his sins, iniquity. V'lo yashchis, that he does not destroy the world, us individually, the Jewish people, etc. V'hirba lehashiv apo, and often, or a lot, he is meshiv apo, he takes back his anger, or he withdraws or gets rid of his anger. V'lo ya'ir kol chamaso. And his full sort of wrath is not awakened. So it doesn't get awakened, his full wrath, the full extent of how much recompense Hashem could really mete out on us. Ata Hashem lo sichla rechamecha mimeni. You, Hashem, please do not withhold your mercy from me and all of us. Chazdecha va'amidcha tamid yitzruni. Your chesed, your kindness, and your emes, your truth, in terms of the right sort of judgment, the din, should always protect me, be a protection, a shield for me. Zichor achamecha Hashem v'chasadecha. Remember, Hashem, your mercies that you have previously sort of bestowed upon us, and your kindnesses, your chesed, your chasadim that you have bestowed upon us, ki me'olam hema, that have been for forever, eternally, since the creation of the world. Tnu oz lelokim. We should acknowledge the oz, the might, the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Hashem. Al Yisrael ga'avaso. B'nai Yisrael, Hashem has extended or sort of placed his ga'ava, his greatness, his grandeur. The uzo bashachakim, and his might, his strength in the skies, the heavens, etc. Nora Elokim mikdashecha. Your Nora, your awesomeness, I think, is the best way to translate it. Hashem comes mimikdashecha from your sanctuary or sanctuaries. El Yisrael hu nosein oz v'satzum os la'am. Hashem, the God of Israel, is the one who gives strength and power to his people. Baruch Elokim, blessed are you, Hashem, who does all those things. And then it says, El nekamos Hashem, El nekamos Sophia. Hashem is a God of nekama, of vengeance. Hashem, the God of vengeance, Hofia, appear. Hofa'ah is almost like a surprise, just like an appearance out of nowhere almost. So Hashem should appear. We're asking Hashem, God of vengeance, come appear. Hinase shofet aretz, become the judge of the whole world, the recognized judge of the whole world. Hashiv gemul al geim, you should give gemul, retribution, or sort of the recompense to all the people that are geim, haughty, and have sort of egos where they're prevented from really seeing the emes of Hashem's kingship and authority over the world. La Hashem, HaYeshua Hashem is the source of our salvation. Al Amcha Birchasecha Sela, for us, meaning the blessed nation, the people of Hashem. Hashem Tzvaos Imanu, Hashem, who is the God, the master of armies, legions, is with us. Miskav Lanu Elokei Yaakov Sela, Hashem is to us sort of like a stronghold, like a fortress almost. The God of Yaakov, Hashem Tzvaos Ashrei Adam Boteach Bach, Hashem, again, the master, the God of the armies, the legions, etc. Ashrei, praiseworthy, like the word Ashrei at the beginning of that tefillah. Praiseworthy is the man, Boteach Bach, who has bitachon and has sort of faith and trust in Hashem. Hashem Hoshia HaMelech Ya'anenu V'yom Karenu. Hashem, save us, or save, and may Hashem, who is the Melech, answer us, V'yom Karenu, on the day that we call out for the salvation for the Yeshua from Hashem. It's a translation. Again, I apologize. It's not always like the smoothest translation into English in terms of like how it flows. But in Hebrew, it's like really nice poetry. So, but it flows better in the original language. There's a little bit lost in translation. So just by way of deepening sort of our appreciation for some of these phrases that David HaMelech has composed, or that have been composed elsewhere in Tanakh as well. So let's just look at some of the phrasing. So let's start at the very beginning of that chunk. V'hu rachum yichaper avom liyashli. So Hashem is the merciful one, the one that is the rachum, the source of mercy, and the one who is merciful. And he forgives us of our sins. So Rav Hirsch, in his Siddur, makes the comment in the following way. He says, V'hu rachum, when we're saying this in our davening, what we're really trying to accomplish and trying to sort of internalize is the following idea. We're very far from being perfect. Every single one of us individually, all of us collectively as Klal Yisrael, we're very, very far from being perfect. However, we have to be sort of confident and comfortable and certain of the possibility of atonement and forgiveness, meaning we all are familiar with the broader concept of tshuva and the ability to come back to Hashem and return from perhaps maybe some misguided actions and misguided sort of behavior. And by saying this phrase and similar sort of phrases that come up in other places in tefillah, we're sort of reminding ourselves and strengthening our sort of commitment and resolve to the idea that no matter where we are and how far we may have gone and how imperfect we may be, we know and we're confident and comfortable in the fact that we can come back to Hashem, and Hashem is always going to be the kel rachum v'chanun, the one that is merciful and answers our prayers, our tachanunim, our tshuva, by taking us back and bringing us back into the fold and sort of helping us along to come fully back to the proper way in which to live. As long as we commit to fixing our ways and sort of altering our behavior in a more positive way moving forward, Hashem gives us that sort of commitment that if we meet Him sort of in the middle and we put in our effort to improve and fix and alter our ways, Hashem will always be there willing and ready to accept our atonement and forgive us for what we have done. So it's, I personally think it's a very nice idea. Okay, Rav Hirsch goes on to point out the following about a subsequent idea where we say the following. A few lines later, we say, "Tnu oz lelokim al Yisrael gavaso v'uzo bashchokim." We say we should acknowledge, or people should, or everyone should acknowledge the oz, the might, the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the fact that Hashem puts some of this onto or into Klal Yisrael and the might of Hashem, etc. We continue on with a few more sort of strength and might oriented phrases. So what are we trying to accomplish by saying that, or what more specifically is that addressing? So Rav Hirsch points out the following thing. We've already discussed through davening up until this point that we see Hashem's might, strength, all powerfulness through nature, right? Meaning from the Briyas HaOlam up until now, the natural world, the Olam HaTeva, the natural world, is like the most sort of direct and clear testimony to the greatness, the strength, the omnipotence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what we accomplish when we say this phrase is that we're acknowledging the might and the strength and the sort of gvura that Hashem displays, not in the natural history of the world itself, of the physical world, but in the sort of the human history of the Jewish people. If you go through the story of the history of the Jewish people, it's just like nace and nifla after one after another, right? Going back to obviously coming up now almost on the Yontif of Pesach, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, etc. But then continuing on for a long, long time until unfortunately the sort of end of the era of revealed miracles. But there's just countless examples through all of Tanakh of the Nisi v'Niflaos of Hashem as they relate to the human history of the Jewish people. So what we're acknowledging here is we're saying we know about all the natural sort of wonder of the world that displays Hashem's strength and power. But now we're talking about the way in which it manifests itself in the human history of the world. And not only does it just manifest itself in the human history of the world, but what we're saying as well is that when you're one of Hashem's ambassadors, meaning us, Am Yisrael, Hashem gives us a certain amount, a certain measure of that oz and that gvura. So the Jewish people collectively possess a godly strength and power. We see this in the stories of us being able to sort of win, militarily speaking, against stronger enemies, etc. Perhaps you could even make the argument that the sort of unnatural and illogical success of the modern Israeli army is probably maybe related to Hashem giving us some of this divine strength and power in a very sort of unnatural and almost illogical and counterintuitive way. But when we're the ambassadors of Hashem in this world, and we're that Or LaGoyim that spread Hashem's message and values and try to bring awareness of Hashem to the world, Hashem gives us as a group, as a people, a small measure of that godly power and that godly oz and gvura that Hashem possesses. And we don't necessarily see that facet of Hashem's oz in nature. Only when we look at sort of human history of the Jewish people do we see and interpret that we possess and are given when we're faithfully serving that role as an ambassador of Hashem, as ambassadors plural of Hashem, that we get some of that strength and that oz. One final idea that Rav Hirsch introduces about this section of Odu, and then we'll call it a day for this week, and that is in the portion where we say the following. We say El Nekamos Hashem, El Nekamos Sophia. We say Hashem, the God of vengeance, come, appear, like come already. Bring the Gula, bring the Yeshua, come. We're in a very, very long Gullus, as we all know, thousands of years of exile. And we say, Hashem, come already. Like, bring that Geula, that final Geula, that final redemption where it's going to be Achris HaYamim, Yom HaMashiach. Everyone's going to just know and recognize Hashem in the world. Smooth sailing from there, so to speak. So we say that. But what Rav Hirsch introduces us to, and this is something that I think we all realize it subconsciously, even if we don't necessarily think of it actively, and that's the following. We're constantly asking for the Geula to come, like now, right? We want it. One of the Ani Mamans is that we believe it could come at any split second, and we're davening for it constantly and always trying to do different sort of actions and be proactive in bringing it along. But what we have to understand and realize is that ultimately, even though we ask for Hashem to come and to appear and to bring that Geula, Hashem's the one who knows and will choose to come with his discretion at the time that is actually correct and proper for us and for the world at large. So one of the things that we have to have strong emunah, and it's hard to do this because the longer it goes on, the harder it is for us individually and collectively as the Jewish people in terms of the gullus. But also, it seems to us, to our own sort of human intellect and logic, like, what do you mean it's better if it takes longer? It just should come now. Meaning the world is like on a downward trajectory until Mashiach comes, and then it like rebounds up. So why prolong that downward sort of spiral? Let's get it going on the upward trend already. But one of the things that we have to do to exert really very strong emunah and bitachon in Hashem is to realize, Rav Hirsch says, that Hashem knows the exact precise moment when Mashiach's coming and that full redemption will be the perfect time for us as Klal Yisrael and for the world at large. And it's only then and there when it's really appropriate for Hashem to actually come and appear and bring that Geula Shlema, that full redemption, that Im Yirtzeh Hashem will come very quickly. Hopefully that correct and opportune moment is very near, very, very close at hand. But we have to have the emunah that when Hashem does ultimately decide to appear in the world and manifest his full might and glory to the entire human people and human race, that it's at the exact precise time when it's appropriate to be and supposed to come. And we just have to have the emunah and bitachon to know that that's the case, and just to be confident and hopeful that moment's very, very close at hand, that it's going to come very soon. So we'll call it a day there.